time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Pam Adams. She is with the Ascension St. Matthew's Church. We're going to talk about the Pancake Supper that is coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Always a lot of fun stuff and a lot of things that go on up at Ascension St. Matthew's. Pam, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure to come out here.
Let's start with the Pancake Supper. It's okay. A big deal for you guys.
Yes, it is. We have two fundraisers during the year, the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, which I'm here to talk about today, and our Fall Fair, which is the second weekend in October. And those two things help us to keep the repairs up on the building and do a lot of the outreach programs that we do. So it's really important that the word gets out to all of our friends out there in Carbon County and down in Emory if they feel like coming up. We used to have parishioners that lived in Castledale that used to drive up from Castledale every single Sunday. Unfortunately, one of them died and the other one went to California. Anyway, back to the Pancake Supper. Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper has been a tradition with Ascension St. Matthew's for many, many, many years. It is served on February the 25th. February the 25th is a Tuesday, always, and that we serve the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper at 522 North Homestead Boulevard in Price. If you don't know where that is, or if you're new to the area, there are several ways you can get to us. If you're coming from the south, you can come past Walmart, take the turn where tractor trailer is, keep going up there toward the airport, and the first time you can turn left, that's Homestead Boulevard. It's clearly marked. And you can just take Homestead right on down to the church. Or you can take Cedar Hills Drive from, keep going past Smith's, it's first north and turns into Cedar Hills Drive. And then you get to Sagewood Avenue. You can turn up there and go up there and just keep going on Sagewood until it runs into Homestead, which is the last street, and you turn right, and the church is just right up the hill from there. Or if you miss Sagewood, which I used to do all the time when we first got here, you can drive on Cedar Hills Drive up to 8th, turn right, go up to Homestead, can't miss the school, turn right, and just keep going. Not until morning, but until you see the church.
Pretty much, if you can get to Castle Heights Elementary, you can get to the church.
That's right, that's exactly right.
So what... what does it cost, and what are people going to get with that?
All right. Well, the meal is one of the best in town. They're freshly made pancakes from our own very secret recipe, which everybody loves. And I don't give up the recipe because they'll have to shoot me if they do that, if I do that. So it's scrambled eggs, a slice of orange, a ham slice, and all the pancakes you can eat. And the price is, a single donation is $5 for one person. A family program, which is, our tickets are $20, and that's mom, dad, the kids, $20, and children three and under are free when they're accompanied by an adult. Now, I've never seen a three-year-old walk in by themselves, but that, they tell me that that's what
you,
we need to
You push. Have to make that disclaimer.
Yes.
You just have to.
So it's a reasonable amount of money for a very good meal, and believe me, the 3 hours that we serve from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. are like a three-ring circus, but it's fun. You get to see all your neighbors and you make new friends, and even when you're standing in line waiting to be served, we usually have the basketball team that comes over from the college, and they help set up and serve and do all kinds of things as long as they're in town and don't have an out-of-town event that night. We also have a lot of local people who come in and help us because our congregation can only do just so much. But they are wonderful pancakes, and you will find us to be a very friendly place. We have a big parking lot, and it's usually jammed. We try and carpool ourselves, so we leave most of the parking for the public. And we hope that you will come up and help us to continue to do so many of the things that we've been doing for many, many years now. This is our 18th year in that building, and so we're having to make some necessary repairs and a few other things, but a lot of the money goes to our outreach program, too. So we just hope that all of you will come out, have a good time, eat a good meal, and enjoy coming. Also, we'll have the gift shop open. That's right in, just as you come through the front doors, it's a room to the right, and it's a small room, but it has an amazing amount of things in it, believe me. We get donated some. We make a lot of things. And it's worth a stop in, and all the money that is earned in there goes into the church too. It all helps. So we encourage everybody to please come out and join us.
And you were saying earlier you have a couple events that are up and coming after this one.
Oh, absolutely. One of the more exciting things, and it's a way off now, it's not until May, is the ELCA Lutheran Synod, which covers many states, is decided it's been very difficult for people from all those different states to get to Denver or Colorado Springs, and it's a long trip and it's expensive to do that. So they're starting to do what they call regionals. And Ascension St. Matthew's was chosen to be one of the regionals. And it'll be May 1st and 2nd. It's not open to the public, but we will bring in about 75 or 80 people here to Price who will be staying at the hotels and eating at the restaurants and just having a good time. So that's something very special. The keynote speaker is going to be here, and then they will Skype it out to the other regions, and that's the way they're going to run the convention this year, so people don't have to drive all the way to Denver or Colorado Springs. So that's pretty exciting.
Very good. That is an exciting thing for our little area here.
Yes, it is.
Anything after that you've got upcoming?
Oh, well, before we get to all that, that's one of the more exciting things that we're all excited about. And the Diocesan Convention, which was held here last year, brought in I don't know how many people, and everybody just had the best time. They went, oh, my gosh, we had no idea you could do all those things down there. And we'll be back, you know. And I went, yay, that's very, very good. So this time, several of us are going to have to travel. There's a half a dozen of us that have to travel up to Salt Lake. And that's going to be in April. It's the week before the convention for the ELCA conferences here. So we're gearing up towards those two events. And, of course, it's Lenten season. If it's Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, it has to be Lenten season, starting with Ash Wednesday with a service at 7 o'clock at night. And then we have every Wednesday, we have what we call Holden Evening Prayer. And it's a sung service, which is quite nice. Also, we are part of the rest of the churches here in town who take a Wednesday noon to do the Lenten soup event that's held at the Methodist Church. And our week this week is in Holy Week on the Wednesday. So we've got a lot of things going on.
A lot of stuff going on. But right now, let's just remind everybody about the pancake supper that's coming up, because that's the first thing we've got to worry about.
That's exactly right. But I want to get in some of these other things so you know that we don't sit up there and twiddle our thumbs and look wonderful. Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, Ascension St. Matthew's, 522 North Homestead Boulevard, February 25th, that's a Tuesday, serving from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. And our donation, we ask for a single person, $5, for a family, $20, and children under 3 are free when accompanied by an adult.
That's all you got to do. Pam, thanks so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. It's always fun to get you in here and talk about what's going on up at Ascension St. Matthew's.
Thank you, Dave. It's always a pleasure for me to come out here. It's fun to do.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.